You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Bach, Calvin Beatonoff, coming to you live from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text, or leave a message if you're watching in the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We have a lot coming up for you on the show today. Pat Kreitlow will be joining us after the 9:30 news from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow across the network, 6 to 9 a.m. Many things to talk about with Mr. Kreitlow, including some interesting exchanges between the President of the United States and another female reporter. Because it does seem to be primarily women.
Yeah, he doesn't call men stupid to their faces, at least the reporters.
Maybe he does.
I don't know what he says to his sons, but he doesn't say to the reporters.
Yeah. So we'll be talking about that along with many other things with Pat Kreitlow. In hour number two from the Fair Maps Coalition, Nicole Gabriel is going to join us. This is an effort that is ongoing here in Wisconsin, and we can talk about gerrymandering going on around the country. But this is going to be Wisconsin-specific. And whether or not we can get maps changed again before the next election. So Nicole Gabriel joining us after the 10 o'clock news. And then at 10:30, she is the fabulous farm babe. Pam Yonke is going to join us for the segment that we call Audio Sorbet, where we get away from the news and talk about lighter things.
We're just, you know, we are absolutely 100% celebrating. I mean, we're talking about things. We're doing the thing. We're having good conversations, as we always do here at Civic Media and on this show. But we are going to be celebrating you this week because, Calvin, you have it ready? It is Jane's last week. Day two,
that's right.
Tuesday, and we will be having guests coming through actually throughout the show, and some surprises for folks who may not. Well, not for you. They're not for you. Like, you know who's coming.
Good.
And if there are surprises, no one's told me. And if that's the case, there will be words afterwards.
All right.
But during our audio sorbet, we're bringing in a lot of guests that you've requested you want to talk to. We're just going to celebrate you, and you're going to have to sit there and take it. Do you have your Kleenex?
I do. I bought a box of Kleenex.
She brought
Because I'm a squish.
Yeah, for the tough exterior, it's like what's that? The Charleston Chew. Once you get to the, it's pretty
soft,
chewy and
soft.
Yeah,
squishy center.
Yeah, because you can't handle a compliment to save your life, and it's going to be amazing. But yeah, I'm looking forward to conversations.
It should be a lot of fun. Dan Schaefer just posted. I just saw this on social media. We had Mike Clemens on yesterday.
Yes,
who is Civic Media sports reporter. He's amazing, and
he's everywhere.
He puts on more road miles than just about anybody I know.
Yeah,
but Michael was there when at the birth of the Pack Arena.
Yeah,
and so that is my voice. If you've heard the Pack Arena from '97,
I have a question.
Yeah.
I was searching for a link for that because I was doing the show notes yesterday, which you can always find our show notes by going to civicmedia.us/shows. Look for Matt and Aaron and find our shows going back about 2 months. There was another Pack Arena out there on another radio station. They claim it to be the original. And I'm telling you this right. When did yours come out? Do you remember exactly?
I don't remember the exact date.
Was it before August of 96?
I would say yes.
Okay. Because I listened to this, and I'm not going to...
I'm sure it was before August.
I'm not going to name the station. I'm not going to say the people. But I will tell you, I listened to it just because I was like, oh, okay. It was terrible.
Was it?
It was...
They didn't use the same lyrics, did they?
I don't think so. No.
Because we wrote the lyrics.
No, and the thing was, like, it's like when you watch someone try to do a home movie of a real movie... But they're making a home movie, and you're like, yeah, this is just as good as Jaws. I'm like, no, that's a goldfish and a blow-up boat. Like, why are you?
You're so close.
Yeah, so I sat there and go, oh, really? You're okay. You're the original?
Wow.
Sure.
That's really, I was completely unaware of that.
Yeah, right, she was. She's known about this for years. She's been targeting them for decades. Right.
I've been after them for years, yes.
I bought the station and shut it down!
At the very end of the show, we will wrap it up as we always do with This Shouldn't Be a Thing. Today it's the Testy Turkeys edition.
Oh,
I changed it because I wanted some alliteration. Sorry about that. Oh, no, you have to change the show.
Everything.
You. Oh, jeez. Testy Turkey edition of Tisbad coming up at the very end
on
of
Tuesday.
The show on Tuesday. I hope you can. I hope you can stick around for that. It is Tuesday. And that means
second week.
It is our second week of our multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. But you can only enter if you have the Civic Media app. So what you want to do right now, grab your phone, open up the Civic Media app, and text in the word to your favorite station, radio. R-A-D-I-O, radio, is this hour's keyword. You will be in the running for our daily prize of $200. That's going to come in handy. Or one of three incredible grand prizes. Brand new snowblower, a stainless steel cookware set, or a portable air conditioner. But you have to enter, text in the word radio until 10 o'clock. R-A-D-I-O, radio, is this hour's keyword, and that'll get you in the running for all of those prizes. We're going to do this throughout the rest of the week, and then it will conclude on Friday. Tom Hartman will have the next keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour, but right now, the word is radio.
I'm going to see how people can misspell this one.
It should be tough.
Shadio?
It should be. This should be a lock.
Radio.
Radio.
Singular.
Yes.
Saw a lot of problems yesterday during Tom Hartman's show.
Yeah, there were problems. Anyway, radio is our word this hour. R-A-D-I-O.
Yeah.
Radio.
Radio.
Okay.
Look at them. Come on.
I know. I love watching the entries come in. We'd love to know where you're listening. We really do. It just gives us some idea of where you are.
Like makes it easier to find you.
Like Nakusa.
Nakusa.
And Richland Center and Milwaukee and Horicon and Jackson and Cronenwetter.
Cronenwetter, there you go.
Cronenwetter.
Altoona.
East Troy, Mount Horeb, River Falls. Radio is this hour's keyword, R-A-D-I-O, and good luck. Wanted to give you a heads up about weather. Depending upon where you are in Wisconsin, you could see a mixture of rain and snow and sleet, or you could see 4 to 7 inches of snow. I know. Heavy sigh. Yeah. Aiden Karoski, meteorologist with the National Weather Service, says the storm system today will come through. It's going to start later on this afternoon, about 4 o'clock, they expect. The event will begin with snow and then shift to a rain-snow mixture by tonight. That will continue overnight when rain could become more dominant. But then by tomorrow morning, it could transition back to snow, which could linger throughout the afternoon. So this could make for some messy, messy driving tomorrow morning. And even later on this afternoon and into tonight.
Keep an eye out by going to 511wi.gov. That's a great website as well as app that allows you to see where the big problems are. It allows you to see backups. It also allows you to see cameras.
So you can get an idea of the conditions.
Yeah, it's really a really helpful app to put on your phone, and don't look at it while you're driving, but like, it's a great way to prep yourself for what you need. If you need to drive, they can at least be prepared and know what you might be facing.
Yeah. It's surprises are bad.
Surprises on the road are bad, especially right now. This is, I think, our fourth snowstorm in the late fall, early winter, which I am.
You're not used to this, are you?
No, it's a throwback to the old days. It's very, I mean, like when I was a kid, you had snow from October to March.
Pretty much.
But I don't care. We don't do that anymore.
It shouldn't be like this.
Yeah.
Now.
With this is, I believe Brittany Merlot, our friend, was talking about La Nina this year. And if this is the case, I don't like her. I don't like Nina.
Yeah. But we're anti-Nina.
Exactly.
Right now. And also, again, depending upon where you are, they're talking about this potential of 4 to 7 inches of snow along and north of I-94. And to really put a little kiss on top of it all, wind gusts of 30 to 40 miles an hour are possible. So that'll be fun.
Grand. Great.
Please be careful and please just stay up on the forecast. We don't want to have to be reporting on you ending up in a ditch. Would rather have to do that.
And also, and I hate saying this because I feel like a parent waving their finger, but if you have a car that can handle this kind of weather, that's great. Just don't drive like you're crazy and know that there are people around you who are trying to stay safe and are maybe nervous driving in this. So doing the speed limit when no one else is because your four-wheel drive can handle it, that's great. But also, you got to be mindful of those around you. You have to. You have a responsibility driving on those roads. So it just really angers me when I see that.
And as always, physics applies to all of us.
Yeah.
So you might be in that great big vehicle with that big four-wheel drive. You're still going to slide.
Mm-hmm.
Just like the rest of us.
Yeah.
So please, please be careful. Wanted to start off with this. Brooke Rollins, of course, Donald Trump's agriculture secretary. Everything is great, Greg. Oh, you know, well, affordability is a Democratic hoax, for one thing.
I mean, Scott Bessent told us that it was so good, we don't even know it. So, I mean, really, it's just when it comes down to it.
Americans just don't realize how good we have it.
I'm just going to sit here.
That's what he said yesterday.
Oh, that coffee's hot.
We have a clip from Brooke Rollins, Donald Trump's agriculture secretary, talking to Larry Kudlow on Faux News. Calvin, can you play that clip, please?
Gas is down. Lumber is down. Eggs are down, Larry Kudlow. Really, everything is coming down. But we believe so sincerely. Listen, we're not tone deaf. We know that America, a lot of Americans at least, are like, well, we're still not feeling the relief. The relief is coming. The structure is there. The one big beautiful bill, tax cuts go into effect. Costs are coming down. It really is a golden age just right around the corner. And I am so excited.
Just right around the corner, you guys. It was going to be day one that he was going to address affordability and all of that. And then it became affordability is a Democratic hoax.
Mm-hmm.
And now the new messaging is affordability is a problem and it's the Democrats' fault.
And that's, you know what? That's all bunk in the sense of it doesn't matter who you blame. It's still a thing.
It exists. This is people's lived experience. We're going to the grocery store, unlike, I have a feeling, most of the multimillionaires within the Trump administration.
Well, and also, you know, it was very interesting, the three things she chose to say prices were down. She's not wrong. Egg prices did go down this year.
And why did egg prices go down?
So lumber prices, egg prices, and gas prices, they're all down. There are all market-based reasons why they all went down. They're not because of the president who's sitting in the room. They're not because of who's in charge of Congress or the Supreme Court or whatever. It's because of the market. The markets they are so in favor of, those prices came down because economic impactors, and that's not the word I'm looking for. They have changed pre-pandemic prices, or the lumber has not gone down to pre-pandemic prices, but it's come down since the pandemic. Egg prices went down because of a huge outbreak on sickness
in bird flu,
and the demand went up, so the prices went up. And the gas prices, we've gone over this so many times. Yes, national average, as we checked yesterday, was $2.99.5. That's great. But that doesn't matter who the president is. And I said this when Joe Biden was the president. The president doesn't determine the gas prices. So they can take the credit they want, but there's no, this is not because of, and if it's the case, as you said, Jane, why weren't these prices brought down on January the 21st?
Right. Because he does not control all of these things.
None of them do.
And especially the price of oil. It's a global market.
Yes.
It's a global market. There are global forces at work. So no, it's not.
Glad you can afford eggs and
that's great,
and gas, but also groceries and all the other things.
Coffee and tomatoes and all of those things.
Yeah.
When we return, the tariffs and small businesses, especially in Wisconsin, they're hurting and need our help. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air. This is the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Good morning. Welcome back to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Calby on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text at 855-752-4842. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. And don't forget, you have until 10 o'clock this morning to text in the word only. You have to use the Civic Media app. Get the app. Pick your favorite station, for example, WAUK.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be a good choice.
Yeah.
And text in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O. Radio is this hour's keyword. That is going to get you in the running for our daily prize of $200 and one of three grand prizes. But you can't win if you don't enter. So text in the word radio if you haven't already. R-A-D-I-O. Radio is this hour's keyword for our multi-state text to win grown-up giftless contest.
Do you like us? Yes. Do you don't like us? Yes. Doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Even if you think everything we're saying is bunk. You can enter. You can win. You can be a lucky person out there getting $200, which honestly, I think, who can't use that money right now, especially with the holidays, everything going on. And I said this before, what are you going to, if you win the money, what are you going to spend it on? Christmas presents, bills, putting away for something else? Are you going to splurge on yourself? Which, hey, if you can, I encourage you to, because you should. But yeah, I want to know what you're going to use that $200 for.
Text in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O. And then again, Tom Hartman will have the next keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. Wanted to talk a little bit about small businesses in particular across the country and here in Wisconsin, and they are hurting. Mm-hmm. We have a clip from MSNBC. Calvin, can you play that clip, please?
Hey, Joe. A big miss on the ADP payrolls. The private payroll company saying private payrolls shed 32,000 workers in November. That's the fourth negative number in the past 6 months for this series. Take a look here. The estimate was for 40,000, so the street was off on this one. And how did you get there? Well, goods producing shed 19,000 workers, service producing shedding 13,000 workers. But the big story here, and I'll show you more detail on this, is what's happening with small business, down 120,000. Medium and large business doing okay, up 51 and 39,000 respectively. But take a look at this chart here. Virtually all of the job losses have come from small business, which has been negative in 6 of 7 months since April. Without those losses, ADP numbers would actually be positive. But you can't get rid of it. You can't exclude small business.
No. Small businesses are the backbone of our economy. And the tariffs are crushing them.
It wasn't easy before. The pandemic didn't make it easier, and now we're faced with a situation as someone who works in a small business, who runs a small business. I mean, right now we are not running because we are in construction mode, but still, this is very concerning for me and concerning for my friends who are also in the same industries. It's right there in front of us. This information is right there in front of us. The numbers do not lie. These companies have no reason to, like, they're not, like, they've no reason to lie, to suck up to who. I'm almost at a loss for words because there is little to no help being done. And the thing is like, I look at something like the farming, getting $12 billion again.
Well, $11 billion because they're hanging on to a billion.
It'll be 16 when it's all said and done. But point is that these are not the things that small businesses want. They want to have markets that they can compete in. They want to have an economy where people are excited to spend their dollars, which allows the businesses to grow, which allows them to hire more people, which allows. It's an investment. I'm going to keep saying it. It's an investment. But when we're suffocating these small businesses, suffocating the quote unquote, I hate saying it because it sounds so disingenuous now, the backbone of the community and the country. Everything is the backbone that gets the worst treatment. Nurses, teachers, small farmers. Business, farmers, they're all the backbones, and we continuously punch at the vertebrae. This is not how a party or a group of people who celebrate the marketplace, this is not how you invest in the market. I'm sorry. While then allowing these huge billion-dollar corporations to buy each other, giving tax breaks, while their biggest CEOs are getting golden parachutes, not paying taxes on that money.
And don't forget, they get to write off their private planes now, too.
It's just, I mean, this is a class issue.
It is. It is a class issue.
And I feel like everyone seems to know that, Jane, but we're not doing anything to further the cause of the class struggle.
Well, it's continuing to talk about it.
Yep.
Continuing to share information.
And going to myvote.wi.gov and talking to representatives.
Absolutely. We are going to include this article in our show notes, too, by the way. This is from Urban Milwaukee. And there's a big piece about how a lot of Milwaukee area restaurants are struggling big time.
Yes.
COVID almost killed a lot of them. We lost a lot of restaurants and bars during COVID. And then now for the ones who did manage to hang on and survive, now people's pocketbooks are tight. Things are expensive. People aren't going out to eat.
The explosion of delivery services.
Absolutely. So if you can, if you've got a little extra, go patronize a local restaurant. They really, really need the help.
And I'll say this too. If you want delivery, I know it sounds weird, but if you want delivery, find restaurants that employ delivery drivers.
Instead of the side ones?
Yeah, because those third-party delivery apps, I know that those drivers are making money, but those corporations are just siphoning off in revenue from these small businesses. They take so much from the bottom line. So where you spend your dollars, be smart about it. And yeah, especially right now.
And check out the show notes at civicmedia.us. Just click on shows, go to Matt and Air on Air. Greg puts together a great bunch of show notes that has all the links to all the articles that we talk about. Yeah. News is coming up next. On the other side, Pat Kreitlow will be here from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Stay with us. You're listening to Matt and Air on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good morning. Welcome to Matt and Air on Air. Jane Matt and Air, Greg Bach, Sweet Gal B on the board, coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us, call or text or leave a voice note, or you can leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream. Good morning, live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. We are also in the midst of our statewide multi-state text to win grown-up gift list contest. Open up your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Click your favorite station, for example, WAUK, and text in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O. Radio is this hour's keyword. You have to text that in if you want to be in the running for our daily prize of $200 in cash, and then one of three grand prizes, including a snowblower, stainless steel cookware set, portable air conditioner. But you have to text in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O. You have until 10 o'clock to text that in. And then Tom Hartman will have the next keyword for you coming up in the 11 o'clock hour. It's Tuesday, so we are joined by our friend and colleague and host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. The aforementioned Pat Kreitlow is here. Good morning. How are you?
How great would it be if your final show finishes at 11 a.m. Friday? And so you're done. So then later that afternoon at 1, 3, 5, and 7, you enter and you win the grown-up gift list text to win contest.
Wow. I'll have to text. How? Ooh.
That's it. That sounds like a conspiracy worth a hotkey there, Calvin.
I'll have to ask Jacqueline.
There it is.
I'll have to ask Jacqueline, our head of HR, about what are the rules? How quickly can I enter the contest since I'm no longer going to be employed?
Our winner in this contest was Maine Jet and Air. Congratulations, Maine.
Thank you very much. No, I'm pretty sure I'm still not going to be eligible, but you are eligible if you are listening. Radio is this hour's keyword, R-A-D-I-O. This contest going through Friday. You have many, many chances to enter and win. And again, your next shot at this coming up in the 11 o'clock hour with Tom Hartman. Pat, I wanted to start off with this. Because you're here, and this is an opinion piece in the Journal Sentinel from Russ Feingold, Jeff Mandel, and Rachel Snyder. U.S. Supreme Court today is hearing a case that could fundamentally reshape our elections by getting rid of one of the last significant limits on campaign spending. They just are going to open it up now so really, really, really rich people can just buy elections. Even more so than they're doing now.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I mean, it's you know, when the McCain-Feingold Act was first being attacked and then Citizens United came down, I remember where I was at the time. I was in my state Senate office in the state capitol when I saw the decision come down for the Citizens United case. And, you know, 2010 was already looking like it was going to be a rough year for Democrats. Yep. And I turned to my staff and I said, This is not good. I said, it's going to make a tough year even tougher. And the spigots had been opened and they've only gotten wider, first in the Scott Walker years and, you know, with John Roberts on the court and now Donald Trump in the White House, that, you know, the arguments being made before the Supreme Court today are essentially, in my opinion, removing what's left of the window dressing in terms of any limits.
Any guardrails. Yeah.
Yeah, the guardrails of, you know, the wink of, well, I can only give so much to a candidate, but I can give a lot more to the party, and the party can give a lot more to the candidate. So, you know, I can't order the party to give it to the candidate. Yes, you can. Nobody's listening. You know? And that's the foolishness that we're stuck in right now.
This should distress everybody.
It should.
In 2015, Wisconsin eliminated both limits on individual contributions to political parties and restrictions on coordinated spending between parties and candidates. Again, this is from an opinion piece in the Journal Sentinel. Wealthy donors immediately discovered they could effectively nullify candidate contribution limits by routing money through the political parties instead. And as you said, Pat, now they just want to do away with the last vestige of, oh, we're not really doing that. Yeah, they are, and now they're just going to let them do it.
Yeah, let's break down that word coordinated, the coordinated spending, because that's what very nearly got Scott Walker in trouble during his recall campaign. When the old government accountability board that I helped create in the legislature, you know, a panel of retired judges that were overseeing election laws, was getting a little too close to finding an illegal level of coordination involving Walker's campaign and parties or other third party groups. And the whole notion of what we call independent expenditures is that these groups are supposed to be independent, not operating in cahoots with a campaign. At that point, just become part of the campaign. And let me try to take it in a nonpartisan way, because I was talking about the smoking ban earlier, and that was definitely an issue that was not a partisan one. And so you had outside groups that were for and against the smoking ban. They were truly independent groups. That's the reason you had the laws like this, that any group of people could band together, could band their money together and say, we want to campaign, we want to convey a message to the public based on this message that we are coming up with. But the way it looks right now is that these groups are basically just phonies, and they go to the campaign and go, hey, what should our message be?
Yeah.
There's nothing independent about these independent expenditures anymore. And yeah, it's boring to most people, but we keep trying to make it not boring, because it is completely fundamental to not having billionaires just buy elections.
And we are talking about massive, massive amounts of money. Wisconsin limits individual contributions to gubernatorial candidates to $20,000 per candidate per election. Before the 2022 election, at least 42 wealthy donors gave Governor Evers the max. Those same donors also gave the Democratic Party of Wisconsin money, almost $23 million. That party transferred over $18 million directly to Evers' campaign committee over the course of the campaign, all completely legal. But again, this should annoy people on all sides, not just Republicans, not just Democrats or independents. Just as American citizens, we should all be able to agree that this isn't good.
It should. It reminds me of a time running for Congress in 2012, another bad day, where I'd been told all through the race, Pat, if you raise $1.25 million, which is laughable by today's standards, but back in 2012, if you raise $1.25 million, that's the money we need to pay for a plan that will win the election to Congress in the 7th district. And around mid to late October of 2012, I got to that mark, and I felt so happy about this.
I bet.
And then like a day or two later, the Republican, you know, Congressional Campaign Committee announces it's putting, you know, $3 million behind ads for Sean Duffy. And I'm like, why do we even have rules if it's that easy to take all the work that not just me, I'm not looking for pity here. Any candidate should be in charge of their own campaign. When an outside group or a party can simply come in and say the candidates don't matter, well, now the candidates are nothing but pawns in a larger game. And people are naturally cynical, and they want to go, well, it's always been that way, and what are you going to do? No, it wasn't that way. And you don't have to be cynical. We can actually be better than this. We just need, you know, better justices. We need better people in Congress. We need to elect better people president.
I think the other thing, too, we have to say is, it shouldn't just be Elon Musk, because Elon Musk is a known person. He's a famous person. And when he comes into Wisconsin and says, I'm going to put $100 million into this Supreme Court judges race, which is ridiculous, It shouldn't take the notoriety of the person to make you take notice. Know that these millionaires and billionaires who you've never heard of are doing the exact same thing every single cycle, and it's just as dangerous, not because it's the Tesla guy, because it's our democracy. And it's essentially your choice being taken away from you, as well as, I don't know, like, I feel like there are people who want the best representative to run for their party. You know, they don't, you know, I'm sure there are a lot of Republicans who say, I don't want this guy or I don't want this woman, because they're just they're an empty shirt, just a talking head. Let's get someone who's really good, someone from the community, maybe not a business person who just walks in and says, I want this job. This money makes it so that anyone can run, as you said, Pat, and it doesn't matter their qualifications. Whereas people who are living in the state say, I want a candidate who's going to represent me. And that also gets suffocated because of the money. And that's the big problem. You need to know who's actually donating that money. And it's always the usual suspects here in Wisconsin.
Well, but you make a really good point, Greg, in that the big companies are going to back the candidate that is going to work for them. Mm-hmm. And that's why, and I said this about the Supreme Court long time ago, they should wear patches like NASCAR drivers.
Yes.
And just at least have to admit where their sponsors are from. Mm-hmm. And I just think if they're going to do this, then all of our politicians should have their blazer on with all of their corporate sponsors, because that's who they're going to be working for.
Well, that's what I'd like to see, actually, when we talk about so-called independent groups. I'd love to see a truly independent group, say a Wisconsin Democracy Campaign or somebody, run an ad just like that. You wouldn't have to spend a lot of money, because it would get a lot of traction on its own, but literally make up an ad that, you know, uses AI or whatever and puts those patches on these candidates and helps people understand the role of money in this. And I think people do understand, well, they do understand the role of money. They understand how bad it is. I'm taking nothing away from Justice Susan Crawford when I say that part of the reason for her election wasn't so much Elon Musk the person, though that played a role, but it was voters who looked at it going, hey, wait a minute, a billionaire should not be able to do this. And I'd love to think that, you know, that was responsible for a lot of votes. I don't know if it was or not, but it wasn't zero. So I've got to be encouraged by that.
And that's when I want to say, all right, and take out the name Elon Musk and put this billionaire in here. Put this billionaire. Yeah. It's, you don't know who they are, but they are, and they may not be as rich as Elon Musk, but they are still doing the exact same thing. They believe they can walk into Wisconsin, or they may live here, it doesn't matter. They can walk into the election room and say, here's the check, do what I want,
and you
vote the way I believe. And no, we said handily this spring no to that sort of behavior, and it had a knock-on effect. While Elon Musk is still very rich and getting his way, he disappeared after that election. He was absolutely embarrassed, and he was shamed and shunned out of the Trump White House. And we know what is best for Wisconsin, and we know who should represent us. And that's why we shouldn't allow, and I don't care if it's the Ulines, the Menards, the Hendricksons, or the rich people, the rich Democrats, too, who are, it's not right. And I feel like we agree on it. It just seems like such a mountainous task to take on hundreds of billions of dollars.
Well, and now it's in front of the Supremes, and I think it's a pretty easy guess which way they're going to fall, since they're the ones who gave Citizens United the okay. John Roberts is all about this.
Oh, yeah. And of course, they've got their own ethical quagmire that they're dealing with, and they're wishing everybody would stop looking at, in terms of accepting trips and private jet rides and, you know, all manner of other gifts, and aren't accountable to anybody and don't really have a true code of ethics. So, I mean, it really is a modern day case of the fox guarding the hen house, and it's going to take a long time to reform this. And it's going to have to be with the help of people who do write big checks to people who are going to get in there and say, we're going to make it so that I don't need your big checks anymore.
Patriotic millionaires, there's your cue. We're going to continue our conversation with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Stay close. You are listening to Matt and Air on Air, coming to you across the vast statewide, countrywide. You can pick us up in Malaga on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
Good morning. morning. Welcome back to Matt Nair on Air. Jane Matt Nair, Greg Mock, Dr. Slide on the board. Coming to you from our home at Radio Park in Racine. You can join us. Call or text. Leave a comment if you're watching on the live stream on Facebook, YouTube, and what used to be Twitter. About 7 minutes left for you to grab your phone. Open up the Civic Media app. Pick your favorite station, WAUK. And text in the word radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio is the word to text in that gets you in the running for our daily prize of $200, one of three grand prizes, all part of our multi-state text win grown-up gift list contest. Text in the word radio by 10 o'clock, like Mary from Blue River.
Nice.
Another one I never heard of.
Just found out where that is.
Blue River near...
There you go.
Boscobel. Radio is the word, R-A-D-I-O. We are joined by our friend and colleague, host of Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Pat Kreitlow is here. Wanted to talk about this exchange between the president and, of course, a female reporter. We're waiting for now. Donald Trump said last week, I believe it was like 6 days ago, that he said they were going to release the footage mm-hmm. of us blowing up this boat off the coast of Venezuela. And then he was asked about it again yesterday. We have a little compilation of last week's exchange and yesterday's exchange. Calvin, can you play that, please?
You released video of that first boat strike on September 2nd, but not the second video. Will you release video of that strike so that the American people can see for themselves what happened?
I don't know what they have, but whatever they have, we'd certainly release. No problem.
Mr. President, you said you would have no problem with releasing the full video of that strike on September 2nd off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Hegseth now says...
I didn't say that.
What?
You said that. I didn't say that.
What?
This is ABC fake news.
No, you said that 5 or 6 days ago. You said it out loud. It's on video.
Fake news. It's all fake
AI.
News.
Yeah. Fake news, AI.
Yeah.
And again, what this allows Donald Trump to do is he always can say, oh, well, it's Pete Hegseth. You know, much as we talked on the show today about how, you know, there's a new defense bill that included IVF coverage for members of the military. Trump always says, I'm the father of IVF. But Speaker Mike Johnson took the language out. And so they'll go to Trump and say, hey, you're going to fight for IVF. Oh, you know, it was Mike Johnson. It was Pete Hegseth. It's always somebody else. It's not him. He's powerless
right.
until the times he wants to be all powerful. It's all very convenient.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's amazing. And we were talking about. Off the air, we had this discussion, and I would like to cover this a little bit. He's doing this to female reporters, specifically, calling them piggy, calling them idiots, calling them morons. He has done it to some male reporters, but it's very, very much women reporters who get this kind of horrible pushback from him.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of a tough spot for male reporters. I'm seeing a lot of people going, where are you guys sticking up for these female reporters? That's a really tough spot for them to be in.
I have to imagine that in that room when you're fighting for the job and fighting for the response, I can't imagine. I don't know how it looks for how does a male reporter square standing up for them while remaining respectful and saying they deserve their agency instead of going, don't worry, I've got this.
Yeah, let me take care of it for you, little lady.
And not to mention the fact putting your own job at risk, too. So I feel like when people are like, where are the male reporters out there sticking up for the women? It's like, that's a nuanced conversation. I believe has probably been had in the room of the reporters, and they don't need us saying you need to be doing X, Y, and Z.
Well, and it may also be these female reporters saying, I really appreciate it, but I don't need you stepping in to defend me.
Right. This is all a matter of access. There are only so many reporters that are allowed this. And along with everything else you just said, all of those reporters are hearing from their bosses saying, don't take the bait.
Right.
Because, yeah, you'll get a viral moment where you go, Mr. President, that was out of line. You should apologize to her. That you'll get your viral moment, but then you get your press pass taken away.
Yeah.
And then they have to fight all over again for access, or they don't get the access. And pretty soon Matt Gaetz is a Pentagon reporter because there aren't any actual reporters left at the Pentagon. So I think your point is the better one that, you know, these women and others, they are professionals and they have said, you know, getting this kind of treatment from what we used to call in our younger days, a male chauvinist pig, you know, is just par for the course. You roll with it. History is going to look less kindly on them than it is on me for getting picked on by this jerk, for lack of a better term, and carry on with your day. And, you know, just show the people what he's like. And that's what you just did there again.
But as you mentioned on your show, Pat, when I was listening this morning on the way in, Donald Trump has given people permission to be their worst selves completely out in the open. It's you're just being your authentic, horrible self.
Yes, he has lifted the rock, you know, that so many other racists and bigots lived under for the longest time. He's given them oxygen, and they have flourished. And it doesn't matter if you're a member of Congress on Twitter or a clerk at Cinnabon, when you see the president talking like this, you feel emboldened to do the things that you would normally be ashamed and embarrassed to do. I don't know, when he's talking about putting the toothpaste back in the tube, I don't know how we get people to crawl back under that rock if they really want to hang on to that racism or bigotry, but we should never stop fighting for ways to call out this kind of bad action. We're supposed to be better than this.
We are supposed to be better.
Yes, indeed. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Pat Kreitlow, Mornings with Pat Kreitlow, 6 to 9 across the network. Thank you so very, very much, Pat. It has been an absolute joy and a pleasure getting to know you and to work with you.
Oh, it has just been wonderful. Wonderful, Jane. Thank you. You've just earned every little bit of all the fun you're going to tell us about. Just don't tell us about it too much.
I won't.
We don't want you to think about it. Just go do it.
Just go do it.
And give us an update later. Yes.
I will. Thanks a lot, Pat. Okay. Take care.
Thank you, Jane.
We have news coming up next. And then when we come back on the other side, we are going to talk to Nicole Gabriel from the Fair Maps Coalition about maps and gerrymandering here in Wisconsin. Stay with us. You are listening to Matt Nair on Air on the Civic Media Radio Network.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.